This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. The last couple of years have been big ones for student loan forgiveness. Since President Biden took office, more than 3.6 million people have gotten their federal loans forgiven in full to the tune of nearly $132 billion. For a lot of them, that's been because of temporary changes the administration made to existing programs, including public service loan forgiveness and income-driven repayment. If you are one of those people who had their loans forgiven last year, what does it mean for your taxes? Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Betsy Mayotte has made a career out of giving people free student loan advice. She founded a nonprofit called the Institute of Student Loan Advisors. So she gets questions all the time about all things student debt related, including taxes.
I work with a lot of borrowers that are afraid of pursuing forgiveness because they have this vision of the IRS coming after them for, you know, a six-figure tax bill.
But she says for now, that fear is unfounded. In 2021, as part of the American Rescue Plan, Congress temporarily changed the law so that student loan forgiveness is not considered taxable income.
So if the forgiveness happens by the end of 2025, there will be no federal tax on it.
That's a big deal, says Adam Minsky, a lawyer who specializes in student loans.
Loan forgiveness is typically taxed as income, as if the borrower earned the canceled balance in income in the year in which it was forgiven. And when you're forgiving large balances, you know, obviously that can potentially result in a fairly significant tax bill that could be due all at once.
But again, anyone who got forgiveness in 2023 or anyone who gets it in the next 2 years doesn't have to worry. Not about federal taxes anyway. As for state taxes, Francine Littman at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, says it depends where you live.
Each state has its own tax system. Many states piggyback on the federal rules.
Which means most states aren't taxing people on student loan forgiveness either. But John Buell at the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center says a few are.
The states where I think taxpayers need to be the most cautious are Indiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, Wisconsin.
And Arkansas. In those five, Buell says, some kinds of student loan forgiveness will be considered taxable income.
No one wants to see a shock when they file their returns, but state taxes are considerably lower than federal taxes.
So for those that do get a shock, he says, it'll at least be smaller than it could have been. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.